At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's nothing bad about being a boy mom. Despite how they're portrayed on social media, women who have sons should not be treated as second-class mothers. That is the statement of New York Times writer and author of Boy Mom, Ruth Whitman. Ruth, you've written a book on this. Tell us first, what are boy moms and why are they treated as second-class mothers?
Well, I think there's a hashtag, boy mom, on social media that's kind of gone completely viral. And I think that, you know, I'm a mother of three boys, and quite often, you know, especially when I was pregnant with the third boy, I got so many negative comments. It's like, you know, oh, I hope the next one's a girl, and oh, three boys, you know, you've got your hands full. And people would look at me almost like, with three boys, it's almost like we all had the stomach flu and they all had to like run away like we had. I think on social media, there's this idea that, you know, the sort of boy mom hashtag, often the mothers who use that hashtag always seem to be slightly overcompensating for the idea that everybody thinks that, you know, they're kind of an object of pity for not having daughters. So they do a lot of like this kind of like, boys are great, everything about having a boy is wonderful. And it almost feels a little bit like overcompensating sometimes.
I read an interview with you where the interviewer read your book, and she said she found it really thought-provoking. And she made the point based on it. She said, why are there so many special schemes to get girls into STEM but not encouraging boys into the caring professions? Why are there petitions about the media's depiction of girls as princesses and none to diversify away from the murderous fight club that are boys' role models? And she said, most profound of all, why do we still treat baby girls with kid gloves when science clearly shows baby boys are more vulnerable emotionally and medically?
Yeah. So that was one of the most surprising things to me. You know, when you talk about sort of nature versus nurture, you know, boys will be boys, and the things about sex differences, you kind of think of boys as being more tough or more robust or more kind of, aggressive or those sorts of things. But actually what showed up in the research when I looked into it was that boys are very vulnerable. They're born about a month to 6 weeks behind girls in development in their right brains, which is the sort of center that deals with emotions and attachment. And so they actually, boys are born needing more support and nurture from their caregivers than girls are. Girls tend to be more independent and more settled. But because of like masculinity norms, we tend to give boys the opposite. You know, there's all this research that shows that when mothers see their boys cry, they see them more as angry, whereas when they see their girls cry, they see them more as sad. And they, you know, that they tend to handle boys more roughly and give them less sort of nurturing touch and attention. And I think so it compounds, because boys need more of that nurture, but they get less of it because of our sort of ideas about masculinity. And that can have serious consequences down the line.
So having done all that research for your book, have you changed your approach to parenting your boys?
Yes, I really have, because I think I've tried to look at my kind of unconscious biases and sort of, you know, there's all this research that shows that parents talk more about emotions with girls than boys, and they tend to talk to boys in these more like short instructions. And I think that I was falling into those traps. So I'm trying really hard to sort of give the boys more kind of empathy, more nurture, to talk to them more about their feelings, to make it okay for them to express their feelings, and, you know, give them role models for how to like connect and have deep, intimate friendships and relationships. I think a lot of it is just about naming the problem and seeing the stereotypes for what they are and trying to correct for them, in the same way that we've done that with girls for ages. You know, we've called out sexist stereotypes for girls and tried to give them a more like expansive story about who and what they can be. And I think now the time is to do the same for boys.
Is there a danger we can overthink this? Like, I've two boys and a girl. I hope we've raised them in pretty much the same way. Is there a danger we can overthink all of this?
I mean, I think there is a danger that we can overthink things. But then you look back at the ways that people, you know, the blind spots that people used to have about girls. And when I was growing up, people would be like, oh, don't overthink it. You know, you're calling it sexist, but it's not. And then you look back on those things now and you're like, whoa, I can't believe we thought that was normal back then. So I think, you know, yes, you can always overthink things. And, you know, but I think just having a little bit of a critical lens and trying to think about it a bit is really valuable.
So if you had one message this morning for parents of boys, what would it be, Ruth?
I think it's to act with empathy and care, to sort of step up the nurture and to like listen to boys and allow them to be their full emotional selves.
Okay, the book is Boy Mom, Reimagining Boyhood in the Age of Impossible Masculinity. It's out on June the 4th. Author of that book and New York Times writer, Ruth Whitman, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know, is it a phenomenon you recognise? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.